So we see card descend about VOA in the valley.
Na kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 12 kuLwezi 2021 igama nguNtungamile Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende amabili aweMDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora abalisa uSenator Khalipani Phukeni loSenator Chief Ndlovu kanye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende amaconstituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu elabantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup qualifier izolo. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi akekho obulawe yiCOVID-19 izolo. Kodwa luthi kutholakale abangamashumi phose amathathu 27 belomkhuhlane lo. Abalichumi lanye babantu laba ngabafundi bezikolo ezitshiyeneyo emasingo kanye laseMashonaland West. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lomkhuhlane bedlula inkulungwane ezilichumi lane 14,124. Abahlatshwe esibili bazinkulungwane eziphezu kancane kweziyisishiyangalombili 8,341. Kubotshwe amalunga edale leSenethi awebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora athi uSenator Khalipani Phukeni loSenator Chief Ndlovu izolo. Ababili laba babotshwe ngesikhathi besemhlanganweni wokukhuthaza uZulu wesigaba seJotsholo eMathebeleleni North ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho luka-2023. UPhukeni loNdlovu babikwa bebotshwe ndawonye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Ibandla leMDCT likusolile kakhulu lokhu lisithi kumele abantu laba bakhululwe. Ujonga kaNdemiri weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Phukeni yesesitokisini wamchasisela ngokwenzakeleyo.
Manje kufika amapolisa manje bephethe isibhamu eMaston Creek. Manje abasephakama bethi bayabaleka ngathi hayi abaleki. Ngoba ngibona ukuthi asekwenzeka inhlelo. Amaphoza azintuthu hayi mina ngokufanisha uphukeni manini sikhulume abantu bathandaze sibone ukuthi asizana kanjani. Hayi ngase ngathiba ukuthi yabotshwa bangafuni bazosebenzisa udlame azaliwa angize ngiyazintuthuza mhloni hata bona ngiyazama ukuthi sibone ukuthi asizana kanjani.
Umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni ngusenetha webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 esesitokisini eJotsholo. UMonzora yena uvikwa ubekhona la kulomhlangano kodwa kabotshwanga. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende amaconstituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo phansi wohlelo lwedelimitation kulezi zigaba. Isabelo sinye simele sibe labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ababhalisele ukuvota. Nxa isabelo silabantu abaphansi kwenani leli siyadilizwa sixhunyaniswe lesingumakhelwane. Isigaba sakoBulawayo sona esilizabelo esilichumi lambili isikhangelelwe ukulahlekelwa ngama constituencies amabili kumbe amathathu. Kutsho isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance koBulawayo umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa kungxoxo ayenze lo Chris Gande weStudio 7.
Sibe lomhlangano labantu bezekhi lapho esakhuthazwa khona ngumama uKhuphe uMrs Khuphe osebenzele ezekhi esitshela ukuthi inani labantu abarejista eNjube emagwebhe lephumula liphansi kakhulu njalo ukuthi uBulawayo ulapho kuhluthunelwa ama-constituents amabili then amathathu delimitation exercise ngingathi ukuthi inyanga ezintathu ezine ezidlulileyo besincedisa nge-transport ukuthi abantu behambe ezethu be-register ukuvota njalo sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu behambe be-register ukuvota especially laba abantu abatsha ngoba yibo phela abadinga impilo yibo abantu abadinga amathuba kakhulu ukwedlula thina sesilunguza phela khona ngale usohambe abantu abaningi. Ngingathi ukuthi ngoDisemba izekhi iyabe ihambe ezindaweni kuma-districts lokhu bakwenza ngoba kube lo mkhosi ukuthi izekhi kayihambeli bantu njalo ukuthi kuyadula kakhulu ukuthi abantu begade izimoto besiya ezekhi.
Siyabona ukubana njengebandla like lakhuthaza abantu ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota. Ungasiyela ukuthi kuhamba njani kathesi ngendaba yokubhalisela ukuvota?
Into efuniyo lapha yikuthi umthwakazi athathelwe kumbe ahluthunelwe ama-seat. Ngakho ke izimoto esezilazo kathesi ngibona sezifika kubo 25 amakhombi esiwasebenzisayo ukuncedisa uZulu ukuthi ahambe ezeki ayoregister ukuyavota. Into le iqakathekile ngoba thina into esingayifuniyo ukuthi umthwakazi ahluthunelwe ama-seat yilaba abahlale bamba zonke.
Njengebandla kuyini elikwenzayo ukukhankasa phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka 2023 njengoba sesizwa kuthiwa lama by elections lawo alakho ukwenziwa kusukana ezilandelayo?
Amalungiselelo silawo sibili, akhona amalungiselelo kodwa bengicela ukutshela Chris ukuthi ihungahungela ibambileyo yikuthi ukhetho alisoke lube khona ngoba umnanga wakho ufuna ukuthi ayenze iGNU laboMonsora. Ilihungahungela ikhona iqinisa la ngikhona asikalibambi njalo lelokhu ngahunga lisoze liphazamise inhlelo zethu ngoba phela kukhanya kusobala ukuthi izani iyesaba ukuthi ihambe kukhetho ngoba esaba ukuthi umongameli uNelson Chamisa ebandla lakhe bazanqoba. Ungananzelela into ekhona eyokukhitshwa okwama MP kudalela ephalamende ibiyindlela yokuthi ephalamende kungene abantu abawelana loMonsora kusenzelwa khona ukuthi kube le-GNU lomnanga kwaphela. I-GNU le ayisoke iphumelele nxa parliament labantu abangelani lo Monsora. So elokhu ngahunga libambile kodwa alisoze liphambanise inhlelo zethu.
Umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance koBulawayo. Amabandla ezombusazwe kwele South Africa asethule imbiko ehlukeneyo ngembali kamnumzana Frederick de Klerk yena obhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane. UDe Klerk ufese leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalombili lanhlanu 85. UDe Klerk waba ngumongameli wokugcina owayephethe uhulumende wabamhlophe owawulobandlululo i-apartheid ophele ngo-1994. Ibandla elibusayo ele-ANC lethule amazwi enduduzo lisithi umufi wadlala indima enkulu ekuqedeni ukuncindezelwa kwabensundu kwele South Africa. abebandla leinkata Freedom Party labenhlanganiso yeMandela Foundation labo bangcomile ngokuphathisa ukuqeda umbuso wobandlululo ngokucanda indlela yokuthi umuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela athathe intambo zombuso ephuma entolongweni ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili lasikhombisa. Kodwa ibandla elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Julius Malema ele Economic Freedom Fighters lisole kakhulu uDe Klerk lisithi ube ngumbulali olegazi labantu abansundu ezandleni zakhe oze wafa esala ukuthi umbuso wakhe wawumubi. Lanxa nje imo likaDe Klerk yethule ividiyo yakhe exolisa nge-apartheid izolo. I-EFF ithi uDe Klerk kamelanga aphiwe inhlonipho kumbali yokwakhiwa kweSouth Africa, kanti njalo uhulumende kamelanga aphathise ngemali emngcwabeni wakhe. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzonkomo.
Kwafa abantu abaningi kakhulu ngaphansi kambuso kaDe Klerk. Kunesigabeko nje esenzeka la eGauteng eVereeniging Boipatong lapho kwafa khona izinkumbi zabantu. Kube khona futhi ukubulawa kwabantu okwakusenzeka ezitimeleni okwavela muva ukuthi kwakuyisandla sesithathu. Lento kuchaza kube sengathi ANC ne-IFP kodwa kwavela ukuthi kwakunesandla sesithathu sasingesawo amabhunu ngaphansi kolawulo lwaDe Klerk. Ngakho-ke abantu ikakhulukazi indle emnyama lapha eSouth Africa ngicabanga nje ukuthi kubona abagcize qhakala ngokufa kwaDe Klerk. Yilokhu ngathi bangaselebrate ukuthi uhambile umbulali. Indle emhlophe nayo yayivele ihlukane phakathi uDe Klerk kubantu abamhlophe kukhona abambona njengomsindisi ngoba isimo sase sisiba sibi kakhulu sesilimaza kakhulu osomabhizinisi. Kwaba khona ingcindezi abayifaka kuDe Klerk ababevele sebeyifakile kuNationalist Party okuyikhona okwaholela ukuthi uDe Klerk aze awuthathe intambo zombuso kuPW Board ngo-89. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulabo kubo bazibona belahlekelwe liqhawe, bazibona belahlekelwe yindoda sibindi ngoba kwakungelula lokhu akwenzayo uDe Klerk ukuvula imlomo zonke iy'nhlangano ezazivala umlomo ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa futhi kuyo indle emhlophe sizakhumbula ukuthi kukhona ababengahambisani nakho konke lokhu uDe Klerk ayekwenza ukuletha inguquko ezaholela kukhetho lokuqala. Sizakhumbula ukuthi kwakukhona amaqembu amanye abelungu iConservative Party eyayiphethwe laphana Andrew Strinach, kube khona iBurumaha kaTere Blanche. UTere Blanche yilaba sizakhumbula ngengxoxo zeCODESA abagasela lapha engxoxweni eTempton Park. Ngiyacabanga ke ukuthi kulabo namanye nje amabhunu amaningi emapulazini namanje sisababona ukuthi abakaguquki, abakemukeli isimo lesesikhona. Mhlawumbe nje nabo kungabe kubajabulisile ukuthi wafa lo muntu osilethe inguquko esasingayifuni.
Amanye amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika kumbe singathi i-SADC ayimbona engumuntu onjani, uzathiya imbali enjani.
I-apartheid ingumbuso yahlukumeza amazwe amaningi kakhulu. Yayikwazi ukungena emazweni amaningi e-Afrika lapho kwakubhacwe khona i-ANC ne-PAC ifike izenzele umathanda nje ize ibulale nezizalwana zakulawo mazwe iphume ihambe. Iphinde futhi iphazamise kwezo umnotho emazweni amaningi la ikakhulukazi ngomakhelwane kusada. Ingathi abaholi uma kade besaphila ikakhulukazi abaholi abafana nomabhuto sesisekho, amaholi abafana noKhamuzu Banda, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi babedla mgano munye nombuso wobandlululo eSouth Africa. Kodwa nje emazweni amaningi la ayelwa encedisana nemibutho eyayisilwa nobandlululo ngaphakathi eSouth Africa akazi ukukhumbuleka njengeqhawe, uzakhumbuleka nje njengalo abobaholi ababefana mhlawumbe lapha singathi nabo Ian Smith ukuthi babengabaholi nje ababengabacindezeli abebengafuni umuntu omnyama ukuthi asimame azivuse aziphathe naye.
Umnumzana Zenzonkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. alikubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Ikroniko ithi izisebenzi zikahulumende zizabhatalwa amabhonasi azo ngedola lemelika lonyaka. Izim Life ithi amagqwetha alwela amalungelo asephe amapolisa insuku eziyisikhombisa ukuthi aveze amagama amapolisa aphatheka ekutshayweni lekubotshweni kwabafundi beGokomere High School emaswingo. Isayithi yona ithi kulabasekeli bezanuPF abahluthunele abaphila ngokuthengisa indawo zokusebenzela enzikini yakobulawayo. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Salubonani, salubonani, salubonani kustudio 7. Linjani lonke badala bami, linjani lonke basakazi bestudio 7 lonke. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Mina engikhulumayo ngutrust wakondimand, utrust wakondimand. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo ekhaya eMbembiswana, eMbembesi. Ngibingelela bonke 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 abangaziyo ngithi linjani, linjani khona ngapho. Mina ngikhuluma ngiseGoli. Ngithi njani, sekulinywa yini ekhaya? Izulu selisina ngapha, selisina.
Njani kustudio 7, njani kustudio 7, ngikhuluma ngisebhinga lapha, lapha ebhinga isithwele nzima njani, akulazibhorani isithwele nzima, siyahlupheka abasicabangi vele, kumbe bathi sizinyamazana yebhinga. Kulabantu boyebhinga, kulabantu abasizame khona ngale phezulu eHarare besifakele isibhorani bantu, siyafa ngokuma lapha ebhinga. Ebhingela usulu umumbu siyalima, sokwabo besirobhe cotton silime, besirobhe besithengele ngemali encane, sithwele nzima kubantu benkosi.
Bengelele kustudio 7 nabalaleli. Olibingelelayo inzalo yasemathebeleleni South, kodwa mbingelela ngiseGoli angabalekela khona ngoba sekunobunzima eZimbabwe. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi okungcono ngibaleke ngizodinga idlelo eliluhlaza ngaphe South Africa. Ngithi ngithatheleli lithuba nje ngibonge imthakazi Republic Party. Imthakazi Republic Party ikhanya ivuka inomfutho omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi i-mother party yethu eyizaphu yakholapsa. Ithe ikholapsile ethanjeni noma ngithe emgogodleni wezaphu, kwaphuma ibandla le-MRP eli-vibrant elinabantu abakhaliphileyo. Ngithi ngithathe leli thuba nje ngithi hawu phambili MRP, phambili. Thina si-MRP silwela inkululeko yamaNdebele, silwela inkululeko kamthakazi. Asilweli iZimbabwe, silwela inkululeko kamthakazi. Esikufunayo ngumthwakazi. Engithanda ukunxusa wonke umuntu oyinzalo yasemathebeleleni, Mathebeleni South, Mathebeleni North, Manicaland, bakithi asiphakameni ngobuningi, asiphakameni zihlobo zami.
Kanjani egwamba mokeni ngwenya edaluka usayiriki yapana empuweni oyindebele umziwa njani khona ngaphuthesi matopo bulawayo wanje wanje kulobo sathembi lapha sathembi yabona thembi singene yonke indawo obulawayo ayinalithanda abantwana bakababa imumuzeni ngwenya.
Sanibonani, sanibonani obingelelayo kustudio 7 ufiselani esibanda seGoli izala kumadlambu plant. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngakho nanku ngokubuze yize abanye abafowethu bakubona ngeyindlela bathi kona i-tribalist, kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthi kathi ake sibhekisenini amehle sonke siyisizwe sakwamthakazi, sibhekene iqembu lebhola elidlalayo njengoma idlala ne-South Africa bangaki abakhethiwe abakomthakazi eqenjini lesizwe. Bese ngithi kulabo abantu abathi bona umqondisi MRP ine-tribalist, ngithi akubuke nje iqembu lebhola uzothi kona hayi ngokubana abantwana bakwamthakazi abafuna ukudlala ibhola kumbe akuna talent, ngumbuzo engibashiya nawo. Kodwa mina i-answer enginayo ukuthi i-tribalist liyana evela lapha, and i-tribalist liyana ebonisa ukuthi kona umthakazi vele angeke ukhethe ukuthi udlalele iZimbabwe ngokubana engasuka seZimbabwe. Ifeke abantwana bakwamthwazi bengabasezimbabwe kanti bezokhetha nakhona bebafake bedlale. Iqembu le-Highlanders manje ngakulo uzothola kungasena nabantwana basesinkini sokugcila abantwana basesihlongeni kulo kakhulu. Why? Because of akunandlela yokubadevelopha ngokwezibongo, besebancane bahle bavele bacindezele. And leyo into iyiqiniso ngokubana siyisizwe sikwamthwazi ibhola siyalithanda. Ungabuka ngesikhathi sadlala uMadinda namuva nabo Peter iHighlanders ayikhipha ama-players amahle ayidlala, kodwa manje ngeke isakhipha ngoba ama-talent lana ahlabulawa esesemancane ngenxa yezibongo. Utholeke ku-Highlanders ogcwele ama-players esesishonele uma sekubizwa esquadini sebebiza ngokwezibongo zabo.
Sanibonani balaleli bakastudio 7 labasebenza kustudio 7, mina endibingelela ngisemaphisi. Ngiyesaba lokuqamba ibizo lami ngoba ntuze lomgodi wafakwa abantu lapha ebhalapha. So lapha asile sikhalazo esikhulu kakhulu, singabalimi bakithi. Khathesi izulu nanti liyathwala, amabele kavunwa, ngikhombani kuloko ukuthi kuya kusasa. Amabele thaza zachithe, kanti thina futhi sisebenzela uhulumeni. Thina kasitholi lithi babathatha amabele besiyathengisa emazweni, bethole izimali zabo bazifaka emabhenki. Nxa siyizisebenzi zabo ngabasihloniwe, lathi babona ukuthi siyabasebenzela, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi lathi uNkulunkulu asikhulule kubasebenzeleni. Siyacela sibili ukuthi la nxa kunganethwa amabele la achitheke ngomnyaka ozayo vele bangasitsheli ngomthini. Kungangcono basitsheli ukuthi kabafuni ukuze siyokwazi esikwenzayo.
Kusitudio 7 ndivuka njani. Yeyi, siyabonga ukusethulela indaba ezimnandi. Yeyi, siyakhala endaweni yakithi yasenkaya. Yeyi, hayi, ikhulumende leyi ayisiphathi kahle lo mgwaqo wethu. Vela ukho kahle kusukela lokhu bethatha umbuso, vele nabanje umgwaqo wethu lokufile. Ithanda ukubingelela nje abanye nje isihlobo abangaziyo khona lebukayi endaweni yakwesivala.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Associated Press ithi umholi webutho kweleSudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan usezikhethile njalo ukuba ngomkhokheli welizwe ngemva kokugenqula uhulumende kumaviki asanda kwedlula. I-Voice of America ibika ukuba izizukulwana zabantu abadabuka kwele Namibia ezihlala kwele Botswana zithi zifuna ukuhlawulwa ngele Germany phezu kokubulawa kwabokhokho bazo ngamajelimana kumbuqazo we-genocide owenzakala e-Namibia kuminyaka elikhulu edluleyo. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Owake waba ngumongameli waleli lizwe umnumzana Donald Trump izolo ucele inkantolo ukuthi ivimbe ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aveza okwakusenzeka kuhulumende wakhe namuhla ephiwe ikomiti ephenya udlakela oladalwa ngabasekeli bakhe ephalamende ngosibandlela. Omunye umthethwandaba ulahle udaba lukaTrump ngolwesibili wathi amaphepha la kumele aphiwe ikomiti le namuhla. Usizamile njalo kwezinye inkantolo ukuvala lolu daba uTrump esithi amaphepha la kumele engavezwa ngoba yena njengomuntu owaba ngumongameli evikelekile phansi kwalokhu okuthiwa yi-executive privilege ngesiNgisi. Kepha uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden uthi akula executive privilege ekhona njalo uthi uzawaveza lawa maphepha. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana efihlela Ncube.
Akumangalisi ukuthi uTrump aye emthethwandaba ngokuba kunengi afuna ukuthi akuvimbele nxa sikhangela ukuthi kungaphumi. Kuyabonakala ngalesiya sikhathi ukuthi waba lalokho lechaza libambayo ekuthini kuze kube lokuhlaselwa kweCongress. Kanti ke vele singakhohlwa ukuthi uTrump yilokhu okuthiwa ngesiNgisi litigious. Ungumuntu othanda ukuya emthethwandaba vele. Akhangela imbali yakhe ungumuntu othi njalo nje ukubophisana uyakuthanda.
Umthethwandaba ubona uluphatha njani lolu daba?
Umthetho into ezabuyikhangela kakhulu yikuthi kambe ukukhitshwa kwama-documents lawa kwama-records kumlimaza okungakanani uTrump kumbe njalo kuncedisa okungakanani ukuba iCongress yenze lokho efanele ukwenze i-oversight ngokuphathelene lamandla waphiwe yi-constitution ye-America. Ngokubona kwami ngibona angeke aliwine aphumelele kulokho azama ukuthi akuvimbele amandla ngase eceleni leCongress ukuthi iphumelele kulokho ekufunayo.
Isibone ikomiti yeParliamente ephenya udaba lodlakela lolu ivisa ababe yiziphatha amandla kuhulumende kaTrump abalitshumi ukuthi baze kuma phambi kwayo bephe ubufakazi, kodwa sesike sabona abanye bebizwa kodwa besala. Laba sizabona behamba yini kule komiti?
Baza qhubeka besala kakhulu ngokuba kula lokho okuthiwa yi-base ye-political party. Nxa uyi-Republican uyaphila kakhulu, uyenza izinto lezi ezizakwenza ukuthi labo abasesandleni sokudla kakhulu okuthiwa yi-right ku-politics bakuthande. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu bazafuna ukuba ngama-candidates nje ngo-2022 lo ozayo. Abanye njalo bazafuna ukuthi basale belokhe besezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, lokhe namandla. Kanti ke lanxa engasozangene ngo-2024 labo abamthandayo babe belamandla ukuthi bangakuvimbela ukuthi ube yi-candidate kumbe ukuthi uthathe isihlalo thizeni kusuka phansi uzefika khona le ku-national government. Ngakho abazakwala vele abanye ukuze babe sezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, babe sezincwadini ezinhle zama-Republicans.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Siziqhibe ngezemidlalo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni we-Group G World Cup Qualifier izolo. IGhana ibe ngotshikilo bhanqa 1-1 le-Ethiopia. EleZimbabwe lizadlala lele Ethiopia emdlalweni walo olandelayo, kuthi eleGhana lidibane lele South Africa lona elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kulesi spaya njalo likhokhela nge-3 points. IZimbabwe yiyo esemsileni ilomklomelo owodwa kuphela. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende aweMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, uSeneta Kalipani Pugeni loSeneta Chifu Ndlovu izolo. izigaba zemathebeleleni zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bepharlamente ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Yimi uNtungami Lenkomo.